From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. takes responsibility for the strike on an Afghan hospital. U.S. Army General John Campbell, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, conceded Tuesday that American forces were responsible for Saturday's airstrike at a hospital during the campaign to retake Kunduz from the Taliban. The attack on the hospital operated by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders killed 22 people. Campbell, who said Afghan forces requested the strike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility, said U.S. forces are undergoing a review of rules of engagement.
I'd also like to remind the committee and the American people that we continue to make extraordinary efforts to protect civilians. No military in history has done more to avoid harming innocents. We've readily assumed greater risks to our own forces in order to protect non-combatants. To prevent any future incidents of this nature, I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement.
Meanwhile, there's renewed fighting for control of Kunduz Tuesday, overrun by Taliban fighters more than a week ago. UN envoy Monghi Hamdi told the Security Council Tuesday the peace process in Mali is back on track after violence in August threatened to disrupt a June peace agreement. But he says the Malian people need a help in a transition to peace.
There is a strong need to ensure the delivery of peace dividends, especially to the population of conflict-affected areas. MINUSMA has been seeking to provide improved water access, supporting expanded electricity supply.
However, he cautions vigilance is required as the peace process remains fragile. Bamako, with the help from the UN, has been trying to restore stability and rebuild following a 2012 coup, renewed fighting and seizure of the north by jihadists. This is VOA News.